Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 242, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I am your host, Ray Taylor, and every Thursday I'll be bringing you a fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, the three stories I'm talking about are the first story being the debt ceiling deal, and it imposing new work requirements for food aid, among many other things, this deal they came up with to raise the debt ceiling will be doing to hurt the people of this country. The second story is about a Utah school district, Utah, one of the most religious, if not the most religious state in this country. A school district in Utah has removed the Bible from some school shelves because, surprise, there's a lot of graphic, horrible things in the Bible. And the third story is SpaceX destroyed an entire town. That's right. Destroyed an entire town. And I'm sure all of the Elon Musk simps are so, like, worried about a town being destroyed and can't wait to, this is going to be a fun one to see the comments on YouTube, but let's get it started, shall we? With the first story, the debt deal imposes new work requirements for food aid. Democrats are conflicted about the food aid requirements negotiated by President Biden as part of the debt ceiling deal. The negotiations focused on toughening work requirements for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, a.k.a. SNAP, commonly known as food stamps. Democrats reluctantly accepted the new requirements for some able-bodied recipients in exchange for food aid. Republicans agreed to drop some work requirements for veterans, homeless people, and others. They reluctantly agreed to do those things. They don't care about veterans or homeless people. They don't care about anybody that's not a millionaire plus donating to their campaigns. They could care less. The deal resulted in frustration among many Democrats who struggled to reconcile cutting access for food for marginalized communities with avoiding default on the nation's debt. The new requirements will apply to able-bodied adults ages 49 to 54 without dependents. So if you're almost my age, requiring them to work or attend training programs for at least 80 hours a month. Okay, that's 80 hours a month. That's like part-time, I guess. Part-time. Hours a month receiving more than 3 months of SNAP. Requiring them to work or attend training programs for at least 80 hours a month to receive more than 3 months of SNAP benefits within a three-year period. Republicans, like, the math involved in trying to figure out if, like, just to give somebody food is absolutely ridiculous. Republicans have long advocated for expanding work requirements, arguing that they lead to increased workforce participation, despite studies suggesting otherwise. I mean, people who work at Walmart are given, like, government program pamphlets when they're hired because Walmart knows they're not paying people enough to actually survive. Like, if they don't want people to be on government programs, but they also don't want to raise the minimum wage so people can get paid enough to survive, like, it's not like they're disagreeing with one thing and have an alternative path for people to live with dignity. It's like they don't want people to get paid a living wage. And when they get a job that doesn't pay them a living wage, they don't want to do anything to help them survive. Like, at every point, somebody trying to pick themselves up and, like, let's say you're somebody that wants to elevate your status in this world, right? Maybe you're poor, you're working at a job at Walmart, and you don't get paid enough to survive, so you're also on government-assisted programs to feed yourself, right? And then on the weekends, where maybe you get a half a day because you're not working two jobs, and you go to the library that allows you to get access to the internet and books and all these things to potentially, like, educate yourself. In places like New York, they're cutting libraries, forcing them to close on weekends so that they can pump up the already inflated police salaries, police budgets. Or they want to make it so college costs like multiple years of salary if you're like, just, they want people to go into massive amounts of debt. Like, they have paths for people to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. They're literally trapping people in realities they have no way of getting out of, and then yelling at those people for not somehow magically getting out of their situation. It is absolutely ridiculous. The White House countered Republican proposals by exempting certain groups such as veterans, homeless individuals, and youth aging out of foster care from work requirements. The changes in the debt ceiling package are projected to add nearly 80,000 people to SNAP to the SNAP rolls each month. But the trade-off between helping some groups while potentially hurting others left many progressive Democrats frustrated, obviously. There's like a few people in government that actually try to do things, and it's a small percentage of one party, and the vast majority of everybody else, the entire Republican Party, and then like the majority of Democrats, they're all owned by rich people and corporations, and they all kind of work to the same end. Now, the Republicans going harder in the fascism and really trying to remove a lot of human rights and freedoms that we have, and trying to make it easy to eradicate and eliminate certain parts of the population they have unjustly labeled as the problem. But it's just so – there's very few, if any, politicians that actually represent what I would like to see in the world, which is sad. It's sad to live in a country where the majority of politicians – don't represent anything. We have like a whole party that represents some of the most evil shit, right? Doing all of the things and following in all of the steps that Hitler laid out in the early 1900s. But then even on the other side that's supposed to be at least somewhat pretending to care about people, even the majority of them are in the pockets of so many big corporations that it's like, what's even the point? Advocates warn that the compromise could pave the way for future cuts, which, of course, to the government-assisted programs, which of they don't want. Republicans don't want any government programs. They don't want public schools. They don't want public anything. The only thing they want the government to be used for is to generate income for the ultra-wealthy and mega-corporations. That is the only purpose they are trying to engineer the government to, like, to deal with and to support are those interests of the wealthy people and the ultra wealthy. They don't want the government to do anything for the people. And they've convinced all of the 9-volt battery, like, sheep people that follow them and love the hate that they spew, that they've convinced them that having no regulations is somehow going to lift them out of poverty or improve their social situation or financial situations. It's just mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing, this fairy tale of unregulated capitalism and this fairy tale of free market capitalism, as if the richest people wouldn't just buy up. Like, this idea that anybody would be able to compete with any of these major corporations or billionaires. like that regulations are the things that are keeping them from success is just like, it is the most delusional way of thinking, because every time regulations get cut, like the opposite happens. Every time they get rid of regulations, they make it harder for everyday people to compete in the marketplace. And you see big businesses just consolidating into mega corporations. Anyway, and this whole deal, like, is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And they, of course, the news networks are trying to pump it up like, yay, we're able to raise the debt ceiling, which should have been a no-brainer. But because the Republicans are like, have the smallest amount of control, and we're demanding the most radical cuts, they end up getting the majority of what they wanted, which is just screwing people over even more, screwing the everyday American over even more than we are already being bent over and screwed over for. It's just ridiculous. Sources for that, apnews.com. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on. Story number two. Utah school district has removed the Bible from A Utah school district has removed the Bible from some schools' shelves. In a time where, in like Florida and Texas, where any book can be banned from just one parent complaining about it, you know, instead of what they did in the early 1900s in Germany with burning books, they are legislating the removal of books, the censorship of ideas in schools that they don't even want to exist. Meanwhile, they want teachers to have guns for some reason. They're not capable of teaching kids things, but they are capable of being armed and being put in charge of ending a child's life if need be, because guns are far more important than books. So we need to protect guns and mandate gun ownership versus protecting knowledge and making freedom of speech and expression something that shouldn't be made illegal, like is being made in many red states. So it's funny to see that in Utah, one of the most religious states filled with Mormons to the brim, that the Bible is being removed from some school shelves. A parent in Utah submitted a complaint about the Bible in their school district, which led to its removal from elementary schools, from elementary and middle school libraries. The complaint cited Utah's law banning books with pornographic or indecent material, and argued that the Bible contains vulgarity and violence. Because it does. There is like a lot of dark shit in the Bible because it's a made up fairy tale. And it's a regurgitation. These are like older stories that people like rewrote, rebooted. Right? It's like claiming that the Tom Holland Spider-Man is the original Spider-Man. And just completely disregarding the fact that it's like one of the most rebooted characters, similarly to Jesus and similarly to so many of the stories in the Bible. Like, they're so much older than Christianity ever is. So much older than, I mean, even the Old Testament is before. It's like the New Testament was like the New Testament is to the Old Testament as the Book of Latter-day Saints is to the King James Version of the Bible. Like, it's just these different cults adding on their different spin and adding stories to these already regurgitated and rebooted stories. It's like the same amount of originality exists in Christianity that exists in Disney with all of these live-action remakes. It's just a reboot, a regurgitation of older stories that are all just stories that people use as a way to justify some of the most evil shit, justify some of the most hateful things. And by the way, the people who are in charge of those stories, the people who are in charge of those organizations, the priests and youth pastors, by the way, are far and away the most responsible group for doing some of the most evil shit to kids. But you don't see conservatives doing anything to stop priests and youth pastors from doing some of the most evil, demented, horrible things to children. They don't want to do that. They want to pretend they're fairy tale shit. The Davis School District reviewed the Bible and determined that it does not violate the state's law, but should be limited to high school age students. Well, it's like the people who are doing this are like the police investigating the police whenever the police kill people. Like, we're going to do an investigation. And by the way, we're going to find out that we really didn't do anything wrong, but kind of did. So he's just going to be suspended, right? Paid suspension, a.k.a. vacation. Oh, we're going to let him go. Like, there's not going to be any charges filed against this police officer that killed a person. But we're going to fire him, giving him complete freedom to actually just go get hired at another department. But, like, we're going to make it look like we care. It's kind of what it's like. Well, okay, we'll pull it out of schools. Like, most of the time they can do all their grooming and brainwashing on Sundays when they go to church, right? Really shouldn't need to have the Bible in schools, you know? I mean, unless you want to have all of the other religious books in schools too, right? Like the Torah and the Bhagavad Gita or whatever, to have the Scientology Bible and to have, like, whatever Bibles people came up with for Satanism, right? Just if you want to have all of the religious stuff in schools, I guess that would be fine and equal. But, you know, just having the Bible is kind of, I mean, it's a wacky thing. I mean, humanity starts with incest. I mean, you have two people, Adam and Eve, you know, how do all the other people? Like, there's people having sex with relatives. That's how humanity starts in the eyes of Christians. Literally. But whatever. There's a lot of other issues in that book too. Another parent has appealed the decision, and the appeal will be decided at a future public meeting. Republican legislator Ken Ivory initially criticized the complaint, but later reversed his opinion, stating that the Bible is best taught at home. That's right. If you want to groom your children to believe in nonsense, do it on your own time. We don't need public schools to be grooming children to believe in this version of God. Don't need to. There's so many religions that exist. There's so many gods that exist. To assume that the Christians have figured it out is ridiculous. So if you want to teach your kids that Harry Potter is real, go and do that on the weekends, right? They have institutions set up to groom children, to brainwash children, to make sure that they are indoctrinated into religions on the weekends. They're tax-free organizations to groom kids, to brainwash them into believing ridiculous shit. You don't need to add that into schools. The Bible was the sixth most challenged book on the American Library Association's list in 2015, but has not been on the list since then. The Davis School District has received a request to review the Book of Mormon, another religious text, for inappropriate content, written by a child who was a con man. The district plans to form a committee to review the Book of Mormon, which that would be crazy if the most Mormon of Mormon states banned the Book of Mormon, which is a fundamental text for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a.k.a. Mormons. The removal of the Bible has sparked discussion about book challenges and bans in schools. The decision has drawn attention to Utah's banning law and its impact on literature in schools. I mean, considering these politicians write their laws so vague, they don't realize how these laws can be used and will be used. And in example like Florida, where they had the speech that the black woman who the girl who wrote the poem at Biden's inauguration, that poem was banned because a single parent complained about it, right? To have one parent have the ability to remove a piece of literature completely gives a lot of individuals a lot of power to remove all books. I don't like the Declaration of Independence because it's offensive. Oh, we got to remove that from schools. Right? There's easily, like, and the fact that they want to bring religions into schools, well, it's like there's a lot of religions. So you want, like, the Church of Satan to be in schools then, too. You want Muslims to be, you want that teaching to be, the Torah to be taught in schools. You want the teachings of Judaism to be taught in schools. You want all of the religions, which of course they don't want all the religions. They just want Christians, but they have to frame it like we need to have religion in school, right? Religion gives people morals. Look at all the priests and youth pastors that have great morality, except for the vast majority of them that do the most evil thing to children. Historically, throughout history, just ignore that part. But you can't have morality without Christianity. It's just impossible. How can you be moral? Meanwhile, people are using Christianity as a way to do the most evil things to children, which they just pretend to care about children. Anyway, interesting to see what's happening in Utah. Sources for that, NPR.org. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than InspireDisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to InspireDisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering InspireDisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. Last story. SpaceX launch covers whole city within debris, and residents are furious. And because it's Texas, I'm sure SpaceX will not be held liable for any of it. You know? Because that's, if you think about companies destroying the environment, that's exactly what Republicans want companies to be able to do. They want companies to fail in literally every way and financially give them a way out, bail them out with the taxpayer money. They want to make sure those companies are funded by subsidies by the taxpayer money, right? These companies receiving handouts, SpaceX, a huge recipient of free government handouts, right? Far more than like people that want to eat or get health care or any of those things to actually live a better life. But then the government throws away all kinds of money giving these major corporations subsidies. And when all these major corporations fail or the banks fail, then they use these socialist programs and give taxpayer money to all these failed businesses. It's amazing how much handouts are given to the wealthiest people in the world And meanwhile, everybody who's struggling to survive is demonized for asking for help. Demonized. Yet absolutely no problem with all of these major corporations being given free money. Free money. Even when they fail, they don't even have to be good companies. Imagine that. Imagine being a person and you go in massive debt and you can't pay it off, right? You made a lot of bad decisions. You maxed out 20 credit cards, right? You lost your job. You can't pay your mortgage. And then imagine the government coming in and paying all that stuff off. That's what happens to major corporations. That's what happens to banks. That's what happens to all of these, the companies, like so many companies during 2008, during the collapse of 2008, right? Because Trump deregulated, or not Trump, Bush deregulated all kinds of securities from the banks that Trump then did, right? The recent SpaceX Starship launch failure caused unforeseen environmental damage to Port Isabel, Texas. Residents described the event as truly terrifying and on a different level from previous launches. Like, this is even worse than the other times the rockets blew up. The launch resulted in a cloud of thick granular debris landing on everything in the area. Bowling ball-sized pieces of concrete were reported and a large crater was formed. Environmental experts believe the impact modeling was an inadequate, and SpaceX failed to implement measures to dampen the rocket's flame impact. It's great. Concerns about the environmental risks were previously raised, and the FAA approved the launch despite delays for investigation. Because, you know, Republicans love deregulation, and they've done so much to deregulate everything. And when so many things are deregulated and they cut budgets of these organizations that are meant to regulate this stuff, they can't, or they're easily compromised, right? Easily compromised. Little backdoor money funneling going on, you know? The same way you look at certain states like Florida or like New York, where there's buildings that were made not to code, where it's just some people got paid off, so things, and now we're seeing just buildings fall out of nowhere, you know? The dust cloud that fell in Port Isabel challenges the FAA's assessment, obviously. Oops, maybe you should have known that, right? A building fell down for no reason. I wonder if that was built to code. Who was in charge of inspecting that building before they put it up? This was the first orbital launch attempt of SpaceX's Starship, which ended in an explosion. SpaceX has faced setbacks before, such as the 2015 Falcon 9 rocket explosion. SpaceX, founded by Elon Musk, is ambitious in private space exploration, but environmental impacts must not be overlooked. He doesn't care. Elon Musk could care less. He goes where he can get government subsidies. SpaceX, one of the companies that he runs that has gotten so much government subsidies, and not a company that he started, by the way. He may be considered a founder, but he's not a rocket scientist, right? He came from money and was able to invest that money in businesses successfully. Then he started gaining popularity, right? Started becoming somewhat of a celebrity, and then started using that celebrity to play around with the stock prices. Some may say manipulate, but definitely he has an impact. His actions have direct impact on stock prices because he tends to be the face of these companies. Tesla, not always for good, but sometimes when the stock prices drop, it means that people can buy those stocks for a lot less. It's kind of a buying opportunity. So if if they were to know, let's say, that Elon Musk was going to go on Joe Rogan's podcast and smoke weed, and that maybe that would negatively impact a stock price, if he had known that, if he was like really rocket scientist and knew that might happen, then he could sell a bunch of that stock when the price is high. And then after he goes on Rogan's podcast and smokes some weed and it's a big popular thing, and then, oh, the stock price went down because he smoked weed. It's like, well, then he could just use all the money that he made from selling the stock when it was way up here and now buy it way down here. Right? That would be a situation in which, you know, just a theoretical way in which many times there's been instances of Elon Musk doing or saying things that have drastically impacted stock prices. So, you know, maybe, I mean, everybody says he's a smart guy. Maybe he is a smart guy. Maybe he intended on, you know, making those stock prices take the direction that they take. I don't know. I'm really tired of people complaining about everyday people asking for government handouts and complaining about, like, oh, nobody should get government hand. Meanwhile, they have no, like, concept of the billionaires who regularly get government handouts, these corporations that literally fail getting government handouts, that these corporations that only exist because of government subsidies, government handouts. But their big problem is poor kids getting lunch at school. Their problem is people having access to a public place like a library where they have access to things that maybe they can't afford, because when you're really poor, you can't afford to buy smartphones and computers and have internet. Sometimes you just struggle to put food on the table. Sometimes you have to make a choice whether you have electricity or not. Right? People don't have any concept of what it's like to live in this country with no money. They think that, like, being poor is some vacation. Like, people who grow up on government subsidies are living the life of luxury. Meanwhile, you have literal billionaires getting handouts. People that have no need for government money getting government money the easiest, and allowed to constantly fail. Imagine if we had that kind of protection for regular people, where regular people don't worry. You made some bad moves. You went on a shopping spree with that credit card. You signed up for school, some predatory school loan, and now you're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Don't worry, because what it would take for us to help you out, even the vast majority of people that have those issues, is a fraction to what the government gives out to all of these failed billionaires and millionaires and corporations. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, sources for that, giantfreakingrobot.com. You know, only the best websites, only the best sources for this. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I don't care if you don't like what I say. It's not my job to tell you what you want to hear. It's your job as a human being to move on if you don't like it. And the worst thing you can do if you don't like what I'm saying is to comment, to interact at all. Because your interaction only tells the algorithm that people want to hear more. And let me tell you, all of the hate that I get for this episode that I do every week gets so much hate. And it's one of the only reasons I still do it. I don't really care about, what's going on in the world is horrible enough. It kind of gives me an outlet to talk shit about stuff, things that I would have put on Twitter before Elon Musk ruined Twitter, because that's what Elon Musk is really good at doing, is ruining things these days. So it gives me that kind of an outlet, but then all the hate that comes on YouTube, it is laughable, all these people. But for those that aren't the haters that love to just cry, these fragile little snowflake conservatives just crying in my comments, struggling to spell words correctly, struggling to form complete sentences. These people just so, and then some people with so much time on their hands that they will write paragraphs, like multiple paragraphs, like 10 paragraphs, which I never read. And sometimes when I see the very long replies, I just delete them off of YouTube because I have that control because it's my YouTube channel. And it makes me feel so good to know that I just wasted your time. Because you're trying to waste my time, like I care. Great. Please join the conversation if you feel. Try and be positive. Every once in a while there's positivity, but usually it's the hate. You can do that over on YouTube. I really should just take this off. Just don't interact. Until then, regardless, if you comment, you interact, you hate, you block, you thumbs down, whatever you do, I'll see you next Thursday for more of this. Fresh perspective and unfiltered opinions.
New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.